This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
We've got Skype, so Skype on in here and join us at Skype username lrn.fm. And still to come, we want to talk about what's happened with some of the NSA malware that had leaked out a little while back. The Intercept has the story. Apparently, the largest breakout of ransomware in history is happening as we speak, and that is not good, and it probably is not going to be good for Bitcoin in the public eye. We'll tell you about that here in a moment, but we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts first. So we go to the phones and to the fun. Patrick in Bullhead City, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys, can you hear me today?
Yes. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got a serious situation that's been coming up a lot, and it's got to do with the pharmacies, how the state and government are going after the smaller pharmacies. They're shutting down because of the pain management systems, and they're really getting really strong-footed on them. The law states that it's a felony if you threaten a pharmacist, but a doctor, it's a misdemeanor, which I think is totally unfair because they're literally more vulnerable in an office, you know?
All right, but so before you delve too far into this, I've heard the term pain management something another, but I'm not intimately familiar with what it actually is. Can you explain that real quick?
Okay. Your different doctors and your different doctor associations, they don't want to deal with pain management, arthritis, people with chronic pain, okay? In other words, real thing. So they refer you to these pain management clinics, of which you have to go up there and sign a contract, which means you have to be UA'd, they monitor you. You have to literally, in order to get your pills, you got to go up there once a month and get a prescription from them. And then every 3 months, you got to go in for a checkup, regardless of what the situation is. You have to follow the contract. So they pretty much have a monopoly on the pain management system. And usually it's mostly seniors, you know, people who have arthritis. You know, the doctors won't touch them because they're too old to do the operations. And
right, and a lot of this, if I understand correctly, is under the guise of we have to prevent people from getting addicted to opioids.
Yeah, but that's all they prescribe most of the time. That's what's funny. But anyway, what's happening now is a lot of the people that are going to these doctors and pharmacists are going down to the pharmacy. The pharmacies are only allotted per county so many patients. In other words, opiates are distributed upon population and different things. So a lot of times you'll go into the pharmacy and they don't have, say, the Percocets or the Oxys or whatever they got them on, down to the minor stuff, which technically is still in that class because it has some form of a opiate or synthetic opiate. And what's been happening is people are getting 86th from the pharmacies because the pharmacist can call if he doesn't like you or if you have any questions to him. They don't hesitate in calling the police, and we have to go out there. And you got a 75-year-old little nice lady who doesn't know what's going on because she's just there to pick up her prescription, and you're having to 86 this person
that mean?
In other words, you're telling them it's a no trespass. You're giving them a warning that you're being...
You've got to remove them from the facility.
So let me see if I am fine following this. So an old lady goes into the pharmacy to try to fill a prescription. They tell her, we're out. We can't give you any more pills. You got to go somewhere else. She gets upset, and then they call you in. Is that what's happened?
Well, that's been happening quite often, more so than there. But the sad part is so they go to the neighborhood pharmacies, which are more friendlier. They know your name. We just recently had one closed. I mean, just literally a sign on the window saying we're closed, no explanation or anything else. And it's been happening a lot. And so these people don't know where to go to get their scripts. And it's really turning into a total monopoly. I mean, the FDA has really just got such a heavy hand on this that it's scary because, I mean, it's becoming an epidemic in smaller communities because we don't have the options like a lot of the bigger cities do, you know, where you have a drugstore on every corner, you know.
Yeah, so and it's the FDA and the DEA who are causing the problems here. Patrick, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And once again, we're back to partial prohibition. We were talking about drug prohibition earlier, but we were talking about prohibition of illegal drugs. These drugs are semi-illegal in that if you have a piece of paper from a doctor, it's totally fine for you to have it. But if you don't, then it's just as illegal as possessing any other drug.
Right. And we were talking earlier about the live stream of the New Hampshire Senate. And there was a bill that they heard at some point yesterday on exempting veterinarians from this pain management reporting something.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the senators stood up and made the claim that he read in some newspapers somewhere that people are injuring their pets and taking the pets to the veterinarian and getting opiates prescribed for the pet. And, you know, we have to include vets because of this. And then another senator stood up and said, I've actually got some friends that are veterinarians, and every time you walk into their office for one of these checkups for an injured animal, you're walking out with a bill of at least $350.
Yeah.
So why would somebody that just wants to get, you know, a few pills of opiates
pay that much? You
pay $350 for what they can go on the street corner and get for $10.
There's 20 at most $20 a pill. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
United States is becoming more and more like a lot of these, I don't want to say third world countries, but a lot of other countries where you just can't get pain meds. They just don't. They're just so harsh on drugs and cracking down on like illegal drugs.
Well, somebody's getting them because they're out there. I mean,
it's severely they come down on the distribution of legal drugs.
Oh, no,
illegally.
It's
in
hard
order to
get.
Crack down on the illegal distribution. And then the people who actually need the pain meds can't get them.
Yes,
and it's not just pain meds. The last time I went to go buy some Sudafed, and that was probably 5-6 years ago.
They ID you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got, snot running out of my nose, and I just look like hell, and I have a box of Sudafed, and the, 17-year-old girl, she's like, I need to see your ID. And I'm like, for what? To make sure you're not going to make meth? And I was like, how does you looking at my ID prove that I'm not going to make meth? You see snot running out of my nose, and I'm sneezing. And what?
And you know what's really messed up about that is the law doesn't even say they have to check ID. It says something else. It says, I forget exactly what it says, but it says something like...
No, in Texas, where I was, she had to write it down on a piece of paper.
Yeah. But was that in the law? Because I might be thinking of New Jersey. So again, there's different laws in different places, I suppose, on this one. But I remember, the law doesn't even say they have to take ID, and yet that's what everybody does because they want to make sure that they comply with the law and they have no real means of doing it.
this woman had to write my name, my address, my ID, numbers,
yeah,
of
and it goes
birth
into a
date,
database.
And it goes into a database, yeah. And if I buy more than, you know, X number of boxes of Sudafed, then I'm a meth dealer.
Hold on. Are you sure that that is a state law, or are we talking about something that's federal? Because I would seem
I think this is state by
is
state.
It, state?
It must be, because it's not his explanation is different than what I remember the law being.
The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. You want to talk about the Sudafed law? Let us know. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Also, did you know your body contains a second brain? That's what scientists call your intestines. And it's because today they know the bacteria or probiotics in your intestines are the catalyst for sending signals to your brain. Unfortunately, due to poor eating habits, most Americans have an unhealthy gut. And this is contributing to a whole host of problems. An unhealthy gut has been linked to everything from anxiety and depression to chronic inflammation and weight gain. In short, a daily probiotic supplement is no longer essential just for building your immune system. It's also important to combat moodiness, maintain energy, and help with weight loss. And with Whole Food Multicomplete, it's easy because they include a blend of 8 strains of live probiotics with your daily vitamin minerals. That they also include digestive enzymes and antioxidant herbs. In fact, for 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete is the only product that incorporates 7 families of nutrients into a single product. It is the perfect product for the health-conscious consumer who understands they need more than just vitamins and minerals, but don't want to break the bank buying 5 or 6 different products every month. So, go and get yours with 30% off for your first order with coupon code FTL. That's coupon code FTL like Free Talk Live. You go over to SimplifyMySupplements.com. They're knocking off pretty much all their profit, from what I understand, with that code, just to get you to try it out, to see what you think about it. It's code FTL over at SimplifyMySupplements.com. They do accept Bitcoin, and if you want to get the discount on your Bitcoin order, you can contact them through the website, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
So I've done some research on the ephedrine stuff, the ID requirement, and these do vary state by state.
Okay,
and
interesting.
They vary drastically. The National Alliance for Model State Drug Laws has the list. And, Chris, you're correct. In New Jersey, there is no requirement that the purchaser produce identification. In Texas, where I had to produce identification, this thing says that if there's no valid prescription, the purchaser must produce identification, that the business is required to document the identification.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, again, you're not allowed to sell more than a certain amount in a day, more than 3.6 grams of ephedrine per day, more than 9 grams per 30-day period. Minimum age is 16 to purchase these things, and there's a lot of other super strict requirements here.
Well, that
and
must have eliminated the production of methamphetamine in all of those places.
Very greatly state by state.
So methamphetamine is obviously, you know, in the states where there are heavier restrictions, there must be less or fewer meth busts, right?
Yes, certainly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Not, because any serious producer of methamphetamine is not going to buy Sudafed. That's not
right.
How they're doing it.
New Mexico. Let's look at New Mexico, because that's where Breaking Bad is set.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, what was he doing? Making meth. Well, in New Mexico, if you don't have a prescription for ephedrine or pseudoephedrine, you must produce proper identification.
Mm-hmm.
A pharmacy's principal place of business must wind up obtaining and keeping these records, and there's a bunch of other things in here. The purchaser must sign a log after reading the purchaser statement for pseudoephedrine receipt or other program or mechanism indicating the date and time of the transaction, the name and address of the person, the person's driver's license number or other government ID number, the names of the pharmacist, pharmacist intern, or pharmacy technician conducting the transaction, and the product sold and the total quantity.
That's what they're writing down in New Mexico?
And that's what the purchaser has to. So I go in to, you know, the CVS or the Rite Aid or the mom and pop pharmacy and buy a box of Sudafed. I show them my ID. They write all the stuff, and then I have to sign. I am who I say I am. Here's my ID.
Under penalties
and
of perjury, I buy this box of Sudafed.
This is how much Sudafed I purchased.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here and talk to Mark in Salt Lake City, listening online. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to talk about this. Well, I called you guys to talk about the cyber attack.
Yeah.
And it still happens.
Uh-oh. We have got a terrible connection right now. I'm hoping that it clears up.
Hold on. Is this better?
So far it is. Go ahead.
All right, yeah. Sometimes on speakerphone it works better. Okay, so I just wanted to tell you, if you guys are interested in seeing how this thing is spreading, there is a website that you can visit.
Really?
It's done by Intel. It's intel.malwaretech.com/pewpew, 8.html. Full spectrum cyber pewpew.
So, P-E-W-P-E-W?
Yep.
intel.malwaretech.com/pewpew?
.html.
Yep. Okay.
It's really cool because it starts off with no attack. Then you connect, and then you actually watch the attacks happen in real time. It's really interesting.
Sounds insane.
So yeah. I wonder if going through the site winds up creating the attacks.
It could, but I'm on an iMac, so I guess I maybe safe.
But are you saying that Intel is behind the? What do you mean creating the attacks? What do you mean by that?
So people go to this website to be like, where are these attacks? But by visiting the website, it's actually creating sort of like the DDoS sort of thing of, using the IoTs sort of
this
whatever.
This isn't a DDoS that I understand. I mean, I haven't read much about it, but I understand this is a ransomware infection. Mark, have you been following this case? Because I haven't even I just barely learned about this tonight on the show.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I mean, it's just like a late-breaking news story. So all I know is that this ransomware actually came out of the Eternal Blue code that from the CIA that was released in Vault 7. But it's been renamed, but it's the thing is the Eternal Blue.
What's the exploit? I mean, is there some sort of exploit that they're exploiting, I'm assuming?
Yes, it's an exploit that came out of the CIA.
Okay, so but how does it actually infect the user? Is it a browser exploit? Is it an operating system exploit? Is it an firmware exploit?
I haven't really dug too far into it. That might be something I'll have to dig into further, but I don't have time to really do it right now. So.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, man. Yeah. We'll look deeper into this here coming up, and I appreciate the heads up. We actually do take requests here on Free Talk Live, so we'll jump into this topic. Thank you. I appreciate it. Story from TheIntercept.com, an arsenal of powerful software tools designed by the NSA to infect and control Windows computers was leaked by an entity known only as the Shadow Brokers. Not even a whole month later, the hypothetical threat that criminals would use the tools against the general public has now become real, and tens of thousands of computers worldwide are now crippled by an unknown party demanding ransom. The malware worm taking over the computers goes by the names WannaCry or WannaDecryptor.
PDF exploit, I think.
It spreads from machine to machine silently and remains invisible to users until it unveils itself as so-called ransomware, telling users that all of their files have been encrypted with a key known only to the attacker, and they will be locked out until they pay $300 worth of Bitcoin to an anonymous party. We'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
Lifetime Grade 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin price down throughout the day today. We just pulled that up according to Bitcoin average. Global price right now about $1,682. That's down from over $1,800 just 24 hours ago. Yeah. So the price has been dropping pretty dramatically, perhaps on the bad news about the leaked malware that had come out from the NSA that has now been repurposed into a ransomware infection that is popping up all around the globe in what is being called the largest ransomware strike that has ever happened in the history of the Internet. And what... For folks that don't know what ransomware is, and there's different versions of, you know, types of ransomware out there, but they all share kind of the similar idea that they lock down your computer's files and your operating system and basically displays a nasty message saying, well, we're locking you down, you can't use your computer and access any of your files because they're now encrypted. We have the key. We will decrypt your files if you just go ahead and send $300 worth of Bitcoin. In this case, it's asking for $300. There's a guy here in Keene, New Hampshire, that got hit by ransomware, and they demanded $2,000 worth of Bitcoin from him. Oh, yeah. And he didn't have an off-site backup that he could access in any amount of decent amount of time, or I don't think he even had one at all. And so he had to pay. And he did pay, and sometimes when you pay, they actually do unlock it, but they don't always, you know, because they know that if you paid once, you might pay again, so why not just keep the software there and then ask for the next payment? According to this story over at TheIntercept.com, they're locking computers down asking for $300, but the price then rises to $600 after a few days. After 7 days, if no ransom is paid, the hacker will make the data permanently inaccessible. And there is a countdown clock so victims can see how much time they have left. Ransomware isn't new. For victims, such an attack is normally a colossal headache. But today's vicious outbreak has spread ransomware on a massive scale, hitting not just home computers, but reportedly healthcare, communications infrastructure, logistics, and government entities. Reuters said that, quote, hospitals across England reported the cyber attack was causing huge problems to their services, and the public in areas affected were being advised to only seek medical care for emergencies, and that, quote, the attack had affected X-ray imaging systems, pathology test results, phone systems, and patient administration systems.
If this doesn't, you know, cause you to double think or triple think this whole Internet of Things, then I don't know what will. I know a lot of people started questioning it after the DDoS attack that happened back in, what was it, September, October,
where coffee makers were being
coffee
involved.
Makers and toasters and light bulbs and all of these weird Internet of Targets devices were part of this DDoS thing. And now they're saying X-ray machine. Why the hell do you need an X-ray machine hooked up to Internet?
You know, it wouldn't even be so bad if we actually had secure software, but we don't write software
securely.
Do you
know what the S in IoT stands for? The S stands for security, but there is no S in IoT. Do you know what the P stands for? Privacy, but there is no P in IoT.
Did you get that from Brian Sovereign?
I did.
Okay.
That was pretty funny.
Credit where credit is due.
Woo! It's his birthday today, by the way.
Oh, is it? Well, happy birthday, Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech. Great show. Great podcast for people that are into the tech world. I'm sure he's
former co-host
this.
Of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm sure he's
cover this.
Yes,
I'm fairly certain he will.
The Worm also has reportedly reached universities, a major Spanish telecom, FedEx, and the Russian Interior Ministry. In total, researchers have detected the WannaCry infection in over 57,000 computers over 70 countries and now counting.
Hold on. This thing is attacking the Russians, but I thought the Russians were the ones that released this.
Oh, they're just attacking themselves to fool you into thinking that it wasn't them.
You know, I went to that website that the guy told us about, the Intel malware something pew-pew, and I noticed that there's no pings coming out of North Korea.
Oh, it must
be. The conspiracy theorist inside of me says that that's proof that Kim Jong-un is behind this.
According to experts tracking and analyzing the worm and its spread, this could be one of the worst ever recorded attacks of its kind. Security researcher who tweets and blogs as Malware Tech told The Intercept, quote, I've never seen anything like this with ransomware. The last worm of this degree that I can remember is Conficker. Conficker was a notorious Windows worm spotted in 2008, which went on to infect over 9 million computers in nearly 200 countries. Most importantly, unlike previous massively replicating computer worms and ransomware infections, today's ongoing WannaCry attack appears to be based on an attack developed by the NSA, codenamed Eternal Blue. The U.S. software weapon would have allowed the spy agency's hackers to break into potentially millions of Windows computers by exploiting a flaw in how certain versions of Windows implemented a network protocol commonly used to share files and to print. Even though Microsoft fixed this vulnerability in a March software update, the safety provided there relied on computer users keeping their systems current with the most recent updates. So a lot of, you know, hospitals in industry tends to be very bad at keeping their systems up to date. They're like, oh, well, this is working. Why do we need to, you know, update?
Well, and part of it is if you've got, you know, critical machinery that you can't, you know, take offline
or easily,
for a couple of hours to get updates, then, you know, it might not be the easiest thing to update the respirator that for some reason is hooked up to the Internet.
You know, they can do live updates, too. I don't know about Windows systems, but I know there's live updates on other operating systems, so you don't even have to reboot the system to take it down.
Yeah, Windows systems still require reboots frequently.
Yes.
Mine's scheduled for a reboot tonight.
And Chris Reitman, our Thursday night co-host, last week Remember, he came in and he was talking about, oh, yeah, my computer's been installing this update for 19 hours and I can't use my computer.
He was exaggerating a little bit, but yeah, it was taking quite a long time.
That's not, that surpasses my record of installing HP printer drivers on a Windows machine.
The article that I have from the Washington Post also mentions that this flaw is only targeting Microsoft software.
Wait, I thought it was PDFs. Isn't it a PDF exploit?
I haven't seen anything about that, so
I might be thinking of a different, something else that I was reading. So maybe it wasn't
know.
The same.
I mean,
but I thought it was a PDF, some sort of PDF.
It's saying
exploit.
It's spreading over network connection, so I don't know if
maybe it's exclusive to Windows.
That's what they're saying here.
But
they're targeting
PDF?
Windows. There's nothing here about a PDF, but.
Okay.
I don't know
the
if that
shadow
means
brokers may have released something about a PDF, and they do mention shadow brokers.
Okay.
But
well, they had a whole bunch of tools. I mean,
right.
The NSA had a bunch of tools, and this is one of them. So, and now, as pointed out here, The Intercept has always been the case. Many people, including the government, aren't installing updates, and therefore, before, there would have been some solace in knowing that only enemies of the NSA would have to fear having Eternal Blue used against them, but from the moment the agency lost control of its own exploit last summer, there's been no such assurance. Today shows exactly what's at stake when government hackers can't keep their virtual weapons locked up. As security researcher Matthew Hickey, who tracked the leaked NSA tools last month, put it, quote, "I'm actually surprised that a weaponized malware of this nature didn't spread sooner." The infection will surely reignite arguments over what's known as the vulnerability equity process, the decision-making procedure used to decide whether the NSA should use a security weakness it discovers for itself and keep it secret, or share it with the affected companies so they can protect their customers. Christopher Parsons, a researcher in Toronto at their Citizen Lab, told The Intercept, quote, "Today's ransomware attack is being made possible because of the past work undertaken by the NSA. Ideally, it would lead to more disclosures that would improve the security of devices globally." So that they're saying here, if the NSA hadn't kept this a secret, if the NSA had informed Microsoft of the vulnerability, then this could have been patched a year ago. But no, they kept it quiet, or could have been patched years ago.
You know, there's a second problem though. Even when this kind of stuff is revealed to a lot of these companies like Microsoft and Apple and Google, maybe not so much Google, but most of these companies they take a very very long time to respond.
They sit on it.
Yeah, they just sit on it. And Google has been releasing some of the information on exploits and vulnerabilities to Microsoft and some others, and they just don't do anything. And then it's 60 days go by, and then they start releasing the actual exploit code in order to get companies to, you know, actually fix the stupid bugs.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Welcome here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Guard extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Sorry about that noise there. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Don't forget to check out more of Chris over on thinkpenguin.com. I mean, you don't blog there or anything like that, but that's your business.
Actually, there is a blog.
Is there?
And yeah, and we don't have a whole heck of a lot. It's mostly events we attend, and sometimes we promote certain projects and or people being arrested for, you know,
like you
tour. No, not me. I actually, I didn't promote
your own arrest,
that, and that was mainly because it wasn't technology related, and so it just, I didn't think it would be appropriate for that blog.
So thinkpenguin.com, go check them out. You get some privacy-oriented technology, and this fits in well because we're talking about the ransomware that's happening around the country. It's attacking Windows computers, so if you are using a Think Penguin Linux-based laptop, you're safe.
Yeah, you should be. Actually, even the other exploit with the Intel stuff shouldn't work on our systems because the AMT stuff or the vPro stuff that it's relating to is not there intentionally.
I wish we could talk more about this ransomware thing, but we got a load of calls all of a sudden here at the very end of the show, so we're going to go to the phones and to the phone. But check out thinkpenguin.com and also bitcoin.com. Bitcoin is, you know, the price has been going down over the last day, but over the last few months it's been going up overall, and it's been hitting record highs.
Yeah, it went from almost like $1,000 to
up to like $1,800 plus.
Yeah. Even if it goes down, anybody who's, you know.
It always goes down a little bit, right?
It does, yeah. I mean, even if it goes down quite a bit, you're still going to be making out.
So Bitcoin's price is amazing, but unfortunately behind the scenes there's some ugliness. And that involves these fees that are happening. Daryl, you just spent $2 to send how much today?
$63, and it was last night.
Last night. $2?
$1.64. Close enough to $2.
Wow. Yeah, it's getting pretty crazy. And Bitcoin.com has been reporting on this. They're of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team isn't taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach by using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited. You're casting a vote against the current development team. You can learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. At some point, I'm just going to have to stop spending Bitcoin, and I don't want that to happen. I don't know where that point is going to be, but like we all here regularly go to a local business called Local Burger here on Main Street in Keene. They accept Bitcoin for their food, and we've gone there and we've spent upwards of a dollar in some cases on sending Bitcoin to the business. When we started doing this, it was like 5 cents to send $10 worth of Bitcoin. It was 5 cents to send $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. But now it's the average, and this was like a week ago when I heard these numbers, so it's probably higher now. But the average like a week ago was $1.15 per transaction. The median transaction was 65 cents per transaction. And it's just... it's gone insane.
Yeah.
So we're fanatics, so we're likely to be willing to spend. Let's say it's a $10 meal. You spend $1. That's a 10% fee that you just spent to give the person Bitcoin. The average customer is not going to be willing to do that. We're willing to do it because we're fanatics about Bitcoin, but even as fanatical as I am, I don't think I could do it if it was $2. I mean, it's just, then it's getting, it's already insane at $1. At 20%, it's just psycho to spend that kind of a fee, which is going to hurt because then the business owner is going to see the Bitcoin sales dropping off. Mm. They're going to wonder what's going on, and we're going to have to say, hey, Bitcoin's broken.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you're going to there's like an auto shop here in town that accepts Bitcoin. Okay, fine. If it's a $1,000 repair bill and it's a dollar, no problem. If it's $5, no problem. I'll go ahead and spend that. That's not a big deal at that, you know, comparison. But if I'm spending $10 and I've got to spend $2 to send a $10 worth of Bitcoin, that's too much for me.
Right.
I can't, you know, I mean, I could afford to do it, but why? Why would I want to do it at that point? So anyway, go to Bitcoin.com to get the latest on this and see how this geek war behind the scenes of Bitcoin has been developing. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Aaron's been waiting patiently in New Orleans listening to WGSO. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, hey guys. I just want to give you a quick update on my case. I've spoken to you a couple of times about I had filed a lawsuit against the city for false arrest. I had written some letters. This was back in 2014 that criticized the local judge.
Mm.
And the police obtained an arrest warrant accusing me of stalking through these written letters. And so,
hold on now. You were writing letters to the newspaper?
Well, I was writing letters to people that had business associations with him.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
So it was basically saying, you know, this is what this judge and his family had been implicated in. And if I were you, I wouldn't do any business with them. So it was kind of like
that is free speech.
I mean, I know. And that's what
is it public official.
So they charged you with stalking,
right? Through these written letters. Now,
oh my
God, the district attorney dropped the case. It took him about four months to actually drop it. But the district attorney dropped it. I had to spend money to get out of jail, a lawyer, all of that. So anyway, my lawyer files a lawsuit against the city, claiming false arrest, false imprisonment in federal court. The trial court judge threw the case out, saying that the city is immune, the police officers are immune from being sued. We appealed it to the U.S. Fifth Circuit, and the U.S. Fifth Circuit agreed, saying that the police officers obtained an arrest warrant. Therefore, the police can no longer be held liable since they obtained a warrant.
This is exactly what we were talking about.
To a judge, and the judge agreed that they could do what they asked to do, and so therefore, because the lawyer in a robe said they can do it, they can do it, and I'm another lawyer in a robe, so I'm going to back up my brother, and that's what they call each other, brother.
It's weird. It's so creepy.
Going to back up my brother.
Even if they're against one another, they'll call each other brother.
Yeah.
It's so... This is exactly what we were talking about earlier in the show tonight with all the bureaucratic communities protecting themselves. So the appeals court agreed with the lower court, and so you're going to call it quits? What's the latest?
Yeah, I mean, that's it, unless you want to try to you know, take it any higher. But yeah, basically, and you can go online. The U.S. Fifth Circuit, you know, they put all of their rulings up there. This happened in early May, so the ruling's up there. And basically, this is what the Fifth Circuit is saying, is that even if your First Amendment right is violated, okay, but if they're obtained an independent warrant, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a permission slip to them to harass people that they don't like. They don't like you because you were
slip to commit crime.
You were yeah, that's what they're doing. I mean, they're going.
Well, in the words of Richard Nixon, it's not illegal when the government does it.
Yeah,
right.
So if they don't like you, if you're saying something that they don't like, which is what you were doing, you were saying, "Hey, this judge is corrupt. You know, I want to let you know this as an associate of his," which is very similar to what we've done here in Keene, New Hampshire, where. In the past, we've gone to the judge's house and protested outside of it. We've been to a police officer's house where Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org went and knocked on the doors of the neighbors to let them know that they were living next door to a man who knocked an innocent man off of a bicycle, which happened in Derek J's victimless crime spree. You can see that video happening, so they let the neighbors know. That's essentially the exact same thing, just spreading knowledge about what these government goons are doing. They don't like that. They come in. They arrest you. You have to go through the whole criminal process and hope that they'll drop the charges, and then, as you said, you've paid this attorney who knows how much money to defend you and to take this case to court all the way up through an appeals court. I mean, how much money have you spent on this?
The lawyer is the most expensive part.
Yeah.
Well, this lawyer, he was very understanding about what happened, so he agreed to do it on a basis where whatever the amount we had, you know, whatever amount we would get in the lawsuit, he would get, you know, he would get his fee.
Oh,
back.
So he did it on what do they call it? Speculation?
Contingency,
that's the word. He did it on contingency.
Right. Right.
Oh,
right.
Thank goodness you found an attorney like that, because
a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of these guys will not take cases like yours. Aaron, thanks for the update tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, especially when you know you're going to lose.
Let's talk to Susan in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Susan. Susan in Delaware, going once. Susan in Delaware, going twice. All right, thanks for the call tonight. So the ransomware thing, again, spreading right now. They pointed out here at the end of the story that, you know, people just don't update their machines. Obviously, not everybody's going to flip over to a ThinkPenguin.com Linux machine. So if you aren't doing that, you should probably run the damn updates and get the update from Microsoft, like, tonight.
Right. Microsoft said that...
So is there an update yet, though?
That was Microsoft March. Said, today our engineers added detection and protection against the new malicious software known as Ransom Win32. 2.1 Crypt. In March, we provided a security update, so they have an additional update today.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I think when I started reading it, there was no update.
So you should totally check for that. We're out of time for tonight. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
And get away from Microsoft ASAP.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.